What just happened to my lighting? Wow. I don't know what just happened there. Okay, no. So I guess depends where I'm sitting at. No, I don't like this. No, sir. No, sir, I don't like it. How is everybody today? I hope everybody's doing good. Welcome to the experience. As I'm experiencing massive technical difficulty. Okay, much better. Much better! So we're going to have a good show for you all today. Hopefully, we will have a good show for you today. I know it's been a while since I did the experience, and I'm glad to be back with you guys. We're going to be doing the show about every 2 weeks. So, best believe... Wow. My bad. I just totally seen the mic was in the red. I don't like when mic is in the red. So I apologize. That was like blow your eardrums out. Holy shenanigans. Whoa. Sorry about that, guys. And I also still have to put a filter on this thing, too. Welcome to the experience. I am your host, Double XP. We are live on Theta TV. And we're going to have a good show for y'all. Hopefully. So if you're in chat, say hi. Say what's going on. Let me know how everybody's day is before we get to the first segment of social media BS. But I do want to say a caveat. Caveat today will be that our first main guest from eFuse, director of ops, couldn't make it. He caught the flu. So eFuse will definitely be on next week. Thank God. Not next week. Oh, my God. You know when you have those long working days? Maybe I was huffing too much paint while I was painting the walls today for the government. Anyway, so without further ado, why don't we actually try and get to the first segment? Why don't we do that? Can y'all run that? All right. Social media bullshit. You know it. Stuff be going on Twitter. So, let's see what's really going on Twitter. Nah, I mean. All right, what do we got over here? So, want a job? Here we go. CMG is currently looking for a full-time social media manager with knowledge in esports. Rodeo, where you at, Rodeo? This is right up your alley, Rodeo. Right up your alley. Located in LA. He probably doesn't want to move to California. All right, Virus, this is all you, baby. So anyway, there you are. And I want to say, even though CMG Esports themselves are dropping this, I got a notification. Even though CMG Esports are dropping this on their own, I definitely want to turn around and say a really great place to look at jobs is Hitmarker. Hitmarker has some fabulous jobs in esports. So go to Hitmarker Jobs on Twitter, see what they're all about. They'll be on in Poppins. All right. Wendy's has been throwing massive shade at McDonald's. Is it a garbage truck? Obviously, it's not. That is the ugliest McDonald's M I've ever seen on any vehicle, though. And it's a bread truck, for sure. Looks like a Ford, to be honest with you. But wow, the shade they're throwing is ridiculous. People! What is going on with that? The shade they're throwing is ridiculous. They have been burning McDonald's. But wait, are you going to say McDonald's is the only competition they have? I mean, don't they have Whataburger? Or is that like a regional thing or whatever? But I guess when you're on top, everybody wants to try and burn you, right? Anyways, the McDonald's chicken sandwich in the morning is pretty dope. Just saying. Oh, speak about more food. Finger licking chicken from KFC is now finger licking feet. You heard it. Finger licking feet. I don't. Could someone in chat give me a comment for this? I really don't know what to say about why I would want to have fried chicken feet and clogs and KFC. I think it's just way too overboard. I probably shouldn't even have this. You know, that's what that shit gets. K the F-O. That's all I'm saying. K-O to KFC. All right, what else we got over here? Ooh, this is cool. So, Esports Africa, this has been a big thing coming on. There is a popular, I want to say Mortal Kombat or Tekken streamer. I want to say Tekken. I think it's a Tekken fighter from Africa. From, and I'm not sure if it's South Africa, but from the African country. So, esports in South Africa is pretty hot. I mean, they get live over there. I'm surprised they didn't have Charlize Theron jump in that bitch. Because I'm going to tell you now, it gets hot. South African esports. Don't sleep on them. They coming up. They just need better internet. Everybody I played PUBG Mobile back in the day with, South Africa, the crappiest internet. They need better internet, y'all. Just saying. But since it's LAN, I guess it don't matter, right? All right. Oh, speaking about Hitmarker, if you love League of Legends, bam, there you go. If you're close to Illinois, bam, there you go. So, again, Hitmarker Jobs, awesome people, love them. I talked, and you know what's even good about them? They are super active on Twitter. Super active on Twitter. I mean, you kind of can't go wrong there, you know what I'm saying? Super active on Twitter. And they always have some shit coming out. Always. They always have some great jobs coming out. Always. They really, really got something great for the market. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they do. So, that's kind of with the social media You know what I'm saying? So, I do know coming up next is going to be our first guest, Buckshot from Eastern Media GG. EMGG's Buckshot's going to come up. We're going to ask him some really nifty stuff and all that other stuff. Ooh, and you might actually have video of him, too. Ooh-wee. You know, always trying to progress and upgrade the stream, make it a little more savvier and sexier for everyone, without a doubt. So, you know, I don't want you to... Hold on. That's actually him right now. You know, then you got to type it and all that other stuff. And... oh, my God. And, you know, you can't even type it. Oh. And look at that. Here I am typing. Never mind, I feel... all right, so coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have Buckshot. But listen, you guys in chat, you guys everywhere, if you guys watch this and you want some ideas for the show, or maybe even to have your own segment on the show talking about whatever the hell you want to talk about, basically whatever you want to talk about, then by all means, shoot me a Twitter, tag me a Twitter, hit me up at... XXP, but it's like at X underscore XXP underscore X because some moron took my name. Oh, wait. There you go. It's right there. Holla. 2 Chainz. So anyway, coming back in a couple minutes, we will have Buckshot from Eastern Media GG. So thank you very, very much. And we will see you soon. There we go. My mic is finally back on. Woo-wee! All right, how is everybody? Tonight's first guest is going to be Buckshot. And Buckshot is from Eastern Media GG, so we're going to learn some things about him. And if you like, you know, his Overwatch gameplay right there, then by all means, make sure you jump and follow his Twitch. He'll be able to plug that in a little bit. So, without... let's get our boy up. There we go. Let's get him unmuted. Hey, brother, what's going on?
Oh,
Not much, man. Not much. I'm so glad that you are on the show, and I greatly appreciate you.
Hey, man. I appreciate you for having me on, bro.
Well, all right. Make sure that when we're done with the interview and you jump back in, you know, the Theta chat, I'm going to give you a special badge that only experienced guests get.
Beautiful.
You could consider it your first one.
That's exciting.
You know, it is. I actually really enjoy this platform a lot. So,
good.
You know, it's something to actually look into when they allow other streamers. But all right, enough of that. So let's talk more about you, brother. So if you want to tell your real name or whatever, or just go with your gamer name and tell us where you're from, a little bit about you.
My name is Ben. I live in Wisconsin, a small little tiny shithole town. I drive truck for a living. I have 3 wonderful kids. I'm getting married next year, I think it is.
Yeah, he said he thinks. Uh-oh.
I know, a bad thing to say, but hey, whatever.
Hey, did y'all clip that?
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah, I do a lot of streaming. A lot of streaming. Not much lately, just because I've been so exhausted, but I do a lot of streaming, and other than streaming, I just hang out with my kids. I love hunting and fishing and spending time with my family, really.
I was going to say, you kind of have that, no offense, that quote-unquote redneck appeal to you.
Yeah, I can see it.
Now, I got a question, serious question. Since you're from Wisconsin, do you know the person from Making a Murderer?
No, I don't know him personally. I know of him because I watched it. I don't know him.
All right, so being from Wisconsin, do you think he really did it?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. It's been a while since I've watched it or even talked about it.
You know, they were supposed to have a part two. I didn't get a chance to check all the part two. But I'll tell you this. I think they set his ass up from jump just because they didn't like him. Because a lot of the forensic shit didn't go the way it was supposed to.
Oh, I know.
So, I feel really bad, but is your town close to his?
Absolutely not. I'm on the other side of the state.
Oh, okay. So you don't really get to enjoy that good shit then. No drama there.
No. Not really.
All right. So, hey. So, we know you're from Wisconsin. We know you love that cheese country. Green Bay? Is it a Green Bay? Green Bay's Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Are you a Packers fan?
I mean, when I watch football, I watch the Packers.
Boo.
Boo, I know. I don't watch a lot of football. I watch a lot of hockey.
Okay. Hockey. Who's your team for hockey?
Oh, God. Minnesota?
Should I even ask? So now we go from Wisconsin to Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, there, hey.
So, what platforms do you game on mostly?
PC. I stream on Twitch. I just bought my computer. It's been about a year now. I think a couple weeks, it'll be a year.
Okay.
I've been playing on console ever before that. I had a PS4, PS3, PS2, the original PlayStation. Xbox 360, I mean, all the old consoles, you know, Sega Genesis.
Whoa, you had a Sega Genesis, bro. I didn't think you were old enough to even know what a Genesis was.
I'm 23.
Oh my God, you're young as hell, bro. Young as hell.
Yeah, I know.
I think I'm almost to the point where you can double your age and I'm almost there.
Hey, Dad.
What's up, bud? Go take out the trash. Get your allowance, whippersnapper.
Oh, my.
So, anyway, what got you... So, you game on PC mostly, so I'm assuming the Overwatch was PC, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, we know Overwatch is big, and we know it is... what the hell they call it? Franchised. If you had to pick an Overwatch franchise team, who would it be?
For me to play for, or just in general?
Okay, give me who you like, and then who would you want to play for?
I like Shanghai. A lot of people give me a lot of... I get a really hard time for liking Shanghai because they went on this crazy losing streak. I believe it was 44 games in a row they lost.
Oh my God, that sucks. Okay. Why? The name or just in general?
They have a lot of big names on their team. My favorite streamer, who's actually XQC, I don't know if you know who he is or not, he plays on their Contenders League team.
Okay, so in other words, he's trying to come into that. He's like semi-pro trying to go on to the pro.
No, basically what happened is he was pro, and then he got banned from the Overwatch League. And they were like, yeah, you can play in Contenders, though, so that's what he's doing.
Wow. I bet you he misses that paycheck, don't he?
I mean, they don't make a lot, from what I understand, but they make enough.
Well, I'll put it this way, and this is what really got me into, like, some of the business side of esports. I realized that maybe the average Overwatch player, because that was the first franchise big deal, probably makes about 60-something thousand a year. Now, I don't know when it comes to endorsements or who wins the pool or anything like that. You know, I don't know if they split earnings or winnings or whatever. But, dude, really? 60K? And you're okay with that? While the company, Blizzard, especially Blizzard, Activision, MLG, the whole gambit right there, because it's almost like its own internal monopoly. They're making billions, and this kid is making 65. If that means...
Think about it, though. These kids are, like, 18 years old. I mean, literally fresh out of high school. You know, 18 to 20, 21 maybe.
Yeah, and they're getting creamed.
Yeah.
They're really getting just slit from ear to ear, and the companies are taking so much advantage. I despise it. But, hey.
For sure.
Hopefully one day the esports community sees that and they start saying, nah, dude, I just made you about $42 million in revenue. I want 10% of that. At least.
Yeah. They should have done it already anyways. I don't know what they're waiting for.
Right. So, hey, what got you into streaming?
You know, I have a crazy love for video games. I always have. I mean, I believe I was 3. My dad started playing video games with me, and ever since then, I just fell in love with it. I have this burning passion for video games, and I'm a pretty competitive person. My wife will really tell you that. And
well, you're not supposed to compete when it's time to say, is the toilet seat up or down?
All right, you got me there. I've just always had this really competitive nature to me, and you know, I got into the biggest game that got me into streaming, I would say, is probably Call of Duty Infinite Warfare? Advanced Warfare?
Oh my god, please, hold on. Infinite Warfare, where you're flying all around with backpacks or other stuff? Were you flying around and running on the side of the wall?
Yep.
I hated that fucking game.
I did too.
Like, I love Call of Duty to death, but... No, not that right, shit. You put me boots back on the ground.
Oh, for sure. Like, the new one is awesome. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I love the new one. And it's just been, you know, I've been so busy doing other stuff, I don't even get a chance to stream it anymore like I want to.
I respect it. But that was just kind of like, you know, a part-time thing, you know, whatever. We were like, oh, we're just going to do this for fun, like on YouTube.
Right.
So... That happened, and I stopped. I quit.
Why?
I was like, why did... Well, the thing is, you know, I was 19 years old. I was like, what's the point of doing this in the first place? I was like, I really don't see any benefit out of it. Well, excuse me. After a little bit of time, you know, I really thought it over, and then Fortnite released. I was like, okay, you know, I kind of like this game. I never really thought about the whole streaming aspect. And finally, I was like, you know what? What am I doing? You know what I mean? Why not take that time that I'm spending playing these games and show other people why I play the games?
Right.
You know, why do I love these games so much? You know what I mean?
No, I totally feel you. It's almost like double dipping. Why do it twice when you could do it once in one shot?
I agree. You know, it playing Fortnite really gave me that Modern Warfare 2 vibe back again. And that was something big for me because I played Modern Warfare 2 all through high school.
Right.
Along with, you know, all the other COD games that were out at the time. You know, I graduated in 14, so it's not like I've been out of school for a long time, but what was it?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
And I got an Xbox 360 in 09. And then I played Modern Warfare 2 all through high school with friends. Black Ops 1, Black Ops 2, Black Ops, you know. All these COD games all the way through high school with friends. And it was just, I loved it. I think that's what got me into streaming the biggest. The fact that how much I love these games, I can show other people why I love these games. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, totally understand. So, you got to have some streaming goals. If you needed to name, like, five top goals for 2020, what would they be?
I mean, I want to push myself, obviously. So, I think my biggest thing would be I want to have the number one thing, and maybe it's realistic, maybe it's not, I don't know. I want to be partnered by December 31st, 2020. Which is a big thing to try to shoot for, because that's 75 average viewers. You got to have all of your numbers up. You got to have, you know, X amount of time streamed, X amount of days, you know, a month streamed. Like,
I think the 75 viewers is hard. But,
sure.
You know, if you got good peeps or whatever, or everybody loves multi-twitching, then handle it.
I think it's possible. I just really need to be able to get my nose to the grindstone and do it. You know, I've got a job, so that's kind of a hard thing to be able to do. Go to work and stream at the same time, but you still be able to, you know, get enough sleep at night to where I'm not cranky.
Right,
or
right.
Oversleeping every morning or whatever, you know what I mean? It seems like a lot of mornings I'm oversleeping sometimes just because I'm up so late. Like tonight, you and I will get done doing our thing. I'll probably play games for, you know, half an hour, maybe, whatever. And off to bed I go.
Well, yeah, you got to drive, right? So.
Yeah, probably 8:30 tonight I'll go to bed.
That's pretty much me almost all the time.
Which is unfortunate because I was supposed to stream tonight and I'm not streaming. I was supposed to stream Monday night, but I didn't stream because I was so tired. Last time I streamed was Saturday.
Well, you know, I feel you, but you got to remember, you got to think of your health first, you know, health and IRL and all that, because at the end of the day, what you really do in life is paying the checks until you come to the point in your streaming career where you could be like, I'm done, dog. I can sit in front of the TV all day and do this.
Peace.
That's right. Definitely.
I get it.
So give us an interesting fact about you.
I'm not really that interesting, dude. I don't know what you want from me.
Okay, how about an interesting fact from high school to now that people don't know about you?
That's a really good question. I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, good. I'm glad I got you on it.
I don't know.
All right, someone in chat, help him out.
I just don't know, dude.
So how about you're so interesting, you don't even know what to pick?
I'm not interesting. I don't know what you're talking about. No, that's not true. I try to give myself some credit because I think I'm pretty funny.
Okay.
But it depends on who you ask. You ask my wife, she'll be like, duh, you're just stupid funny. You ask my dad, he's like, you're just funny in general. So it depends. It really depends on the person.
Right, that's true. So do you think streaming could change the world in some aspect? What about streaming can make a positive impact on the world?
I mean, I think that you could definitely make a big impact on the entire world as a whole when it comes to streaming. I mean, you can stream so many different things instead of, you know, let's figure something out here. I'm drawing a blank. My mind isn't working right now. It's been a long day.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
watch other people play video games. And they don't even live near me. We don't have to be in the same house. We don't have to be within the same, you know, town. We're like...
That's true.
You know what I mean? So, like, you can figure out how, like, different people live and stuff. I just think that's really cool.
Yeah, I like that aspect.
It's dumb, but I don't know. You could probably learn a lot about other people just by watching their streams.
That's like, a good way to put it. So
how they live, where they live, stuff like that.
Right, since you stream and you're watching other people's streamers, once again, who's your favorite streamer and why?
Favorite or favorite famous streamer?
Favorite. They could be an unknown.
I have a really good friend whose name is Nat Rickles, and he streams on Twitch, and he's a great dude. The first time I popped into his chat, I felt like I was literally just... I've known him forever. You know what I mean? And after, I don't know, 2 weeks, he's like, hey, do you want to play together? And I was like, yeah.
No, see, that's cool.
You know, I think that makes a big impact on people. If, you know, they join up and they're like, oh, you know, would you like to play together? Sure. You know, I've got a Fortnite creator code, a supporter creator code, so I have access to customs. And I'll host customs, like, once a month so that I can get other people involved in the stream and people can see the stream. You know, and that little bit of extra exposure. So
right.
I feel like that's another good way too to get really in touch with your community is play, you know, custom games or play with them. Have a viewer night where people play 2-3 games together, and then, you know what I mean?
No, I totally get you, and I think that's a great idea, getting the community involvement. And you know, shout outs to your man. So. We're going to have a couple quick questions. It's almost like the speed round over here. And I like to throw some dumb shit out. So, New York City or Chi-Town Pizza?
Chi-Town.
Why?
Because I'm closer and it tastes really good.
Oh my God, you're so fucking banned from this site.
You love me, admit it.
Nah, bro, I'm straight New York City, man. It's got to be that good slice.
Honestly,
you fold it, you let it drip on the other slice.
I've never had New York City pizza before, so I guess I can't really say.
Okay, let me tell you. Take your ass, drive a truck to New York City, have one of their pizzas, and then when you roll back to, you know, Chicago, be like, your pizza, I'm out. New York all the way, baby.
I do have to get out there and try some sometime.
See if they'll fly it in.
I guess I could look, couldn't I?
All right, Tekken or Street Fighter?
Tekken.
Why?
I grew up playing it.
And you didn't grow up playing Street Fighter?
Dude, PlayStation, duh. I had Tekken 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And 8. I've had every single one so far.
Holy
and
cow.
And the Tekken Tag Team game.
Yeah, I wasn't too fond of the Tekken Tag Team one, though.
I wasn't either. I liked all the other ones.
Alright, so here we go. You got a hot dog. What are you putting on it? Mustard or ketchup?
Ranch, dude. What do you mean?
Ranch dressing? Who the f puts ranch dressing on that shit?
I do. What do you mean?
Got to be from Wisconsin to do some craziness like that.
You know what? There, guy, you put the ranch dressing and the cheese curds on there. It's just perfect. And then you have yourself a nice Bud Light.
Oh my God, he said Bud Light 2. Bud Light 2. Seriously, Bud Light?
Yeah.
our next guest, Ranch, he's in chat. He's like, what the fuck? Ew, nasty. Yeah.
No, it's not nasty.
I couldn't do it, bro. Maybe barbecue sauce at least or something, but no, not ranch.
Oh, yeah, all day.
That's like my wife. My wife turns around and she like makes when she makes our hot dogs, you know, one kid likes mustard, the other kid likes ketchup, but all the buns come coated with mayo, and I despise mayo.
Mayo on a hot dog?
Bro, It'll be like mayo, melted cheese, all this other craziness.
What the hell?
Yeah,
melted cheese, I get it. You ever had a Coney dog?
I'm from New York. I had all types of crazy dogs.
Okay, so it's literally just, it's basically just a chili cheese dog. They're fucking fire, though.
That's true. So, all right, man, we're going to wrap it up. But, hey, I want to say thank you again very much for coming out, joining us, giving us at least, oh, wow, man, it was probably almost like 20, 30 minutes of your time. No, 20, 15, 16, 17, I don't know, almost 20 minutes of your time. And, you know, and I appreciate that support. And, you know, I hope to see you come back out again later on if you want. But, hey,
yeah.
Shout out anyone. Plug your social media. Where are they following? Where are they watching? Where are they going to and why?
Shout out to you for having me on. Shout out to my wife for never letting me stop. Twitter, I have Twitter and Twitch and Instagram. Twitter is at Buckshot1, the way BXCKSHOT1. Twitch.tv/Buckshot is the exact same way, BXCKSHOT. And then my Instagram is at @the_afterburner, @the_afterburner.
Right, brother. Thank you very much for everything, and God bless. Take care of yourself.
Appreciate you, bro.
All right, there you have it. Buckshot in the house. I hope you enjoyed that. Maybe not the ranch part on the hot dog. But I hope you enjoyed that. If you're still watching, stick around, Buckshot. I want to make sure you get your badge. You know, I know it may not be a big thing for you, but badges here on Theta are kind of a big thing. So, you know, we are definitely going to be back with guest number three, I suppose. Guest number three, which will be Rancherito. And not guest number three, our next guest. How about just our next guest? I'm so used to having three guests. Yeah, that hot dog was no bueno. All right. So we will definitely see y'all in a bit, and looking forward to it. Yes, I can hear you. So let's, without further ado, let's get him on screen. Ooh, wee, look at that, it's Ranch. Oh, man, rocking the T-Fuel mug. What is going on, Ranch? Wait, can you hear me? Oh, wow, you didn't even hear me on that. What's going on, Ranch? I forgot, I guess I muted myself.
I was like, wait a minute. I was like, I can't.
It's like, wait, this is really bad Japanese. What the? Huh. I know you're Wushu. It's very bad. So is your streaming skills. Ah!
No, I was like, I can't hear these guys. What are you talking about?
So I appreciate you coming on, brother. I hope you like the badge. I hope the other guy comes in. I hope Buckshot stops in so I can get him his badge. I didn't get a chance to get him his badge because, you know, I don't have him set up like you because, you know, you're an affiliate and I have to go back and forth to switch badges out.
Oh, gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah, kind of sucks, bro. So anyway, we're here. Tell us about the Urban Cowboy Legend Ranch. Where you're from, if you want to tell your original name, that's fine. But tell us where you're from and give us a little background of little Rancherito.
Alrighty, well, I'm actually born and raised in the U.S. I'm from the state of Virginia. My actual name is Cesar, or Caesar is what people like to call me.
That's a typical Mexican name, bro. You should move to El Paso.
Right? So I didn't really have anyone to game with, so they were like, oh, why don't you start streaming, you're kind of funny, or you're kind of like chill to talk with. I was like, all right. So I started it, and then I started it on the PS4, and then I slowly just grew from there, hit probably like 200 followers, and then I was like, all right, this is kind of serious, I'll like buy a PC. So I went out, bought a PC, and then ever since I decided my name was going to be Rancherito because I used to bull ride. But yeah, it's a little intro where I'm from and everything about it.
So I know I joke around because like, usually Northeast, there's a lot of, you know, like Puerto Ricans or like Dominicans or and all this other stuff. And then I'm like, wait, there's a Mexican in Virginia? That's almost like if everybody went back to Salem and found witches over there. That's what it would be like. I mean, it's like, oh, like you are the needle in the haystack over there. Because I'm telling you, with the hat, hey, do you got the boots that curve up a little bit like the cockroach killers? Oh, okay, okay, they're not cockroach killers.
Nah, these are like Wolfinas, they're not the cockroach killers, I know what you're talking about.
Bro, you have to see the boots they wear down here, they're ridiculous. They are beyond ridiculous. Well, wow, I didn't know there was a lot, see, I know there's a lot of Hispanics in VA. Okay, so what part of VA are you from then? So you're in Virginia, you gotta be somewhere rural, like, you know, not urban, not city, not anything mainstream, you gotta be somewhere out in the cut.
Like where Virginia Tech, the college campus, and all that is.
Right, yeah. Right. I totally got you. So that's cool. So when you don't stream, what do you do? Because I see pictures of horses and all this other stuff. So, you know, tell us what we're doing.
All right. So when I'm not streaming and things like that, I'm either like at college doing school stuff and stuff like that. But like on weekends, like sometimes you won't see me stream on weekends. That's because I go back home. My parents live on like more than 3,000 acres worth of land. So I usually
I am there, bro. I am there.
I know we build a fence. Anything really that has to do with like a farm, build a fence, work on cars, things like that. Like my dad really loves like taking old cars, rebuilding them, things like that, making automatics, manuals. It's my dad's into a lot of things. My mom loves gardening and things like that. And I have a horse. I bought the mom and then he came along. She was bred and then he was born and then I have like 3, I wanna say. My dad has like 4. We have a lot of horses and things like that. And if you don't catch me there, then I'm over there with WoW. Obviously, he's in chat. You'll see me hanging out with WoW and things like that. But yeah.
That's crazy because, see, I'm the city guy from New York. Mm-hmm. My wife is like Weta from El Paso. You know, her mom is originally from, you know, the Juarez, Chihuahua area. You mm-hmm. know, but she was born in the U.S. So it's like she is super country compared to me. You know, she does wood furniture. She loves horses. She loves, like, little piglets and, you know, and, like, let's have 1,000 chickens. And I'm, like, I come to the point in my life where, you know, being, like, beyond old that I'm, like, I don't care if I live on a ranch. So if you have a place, like, you know, if you ever watch those old Westerns, if you got a place in the barn next to the hay, I'll move my whole family up there and I'll work for your dad picking, gardening. You know, I'll teach you about aquaponics so they have to do much, all this other stuff. That's crazy. And now you personally have 30 horses or the ranch has 30 horses?
So, like, the ranch has, like, 30 horses altogether. So, the way it's kind of weird how my dad landed there. So, my dad used to horse and train horses for, like, a breed called Saddlebred. He used to work for a farm in there. And then later on, this other family invited him to go move up there. So, he went, he tried it out for, like, a week. And then he came back and said he liked it. So, then we all went up there. And so she used to have a bunch of horses. So what she did was she used to breed them. My dad would work on them, then send them to another farm. Then they'd become whatever champions or whatever. And then she'd bring them back. And then they'd be just be retired horses. But yeah, we pretty much just live there. And so my dad kind of lives there and he kind of like likes it because when they first started the land, they had just bought a house and a barn. And then they slowly like bought other houses and expanded the land.
Oh, wow.
Went on. Yeah. So as time went on, they did that. And then so when my dad started getting horses, she said that we could have them in a different barn and stuff. And so it's pretty good. So in total, there's probably like, I want to say like 30 horses, around 30 horses. Now, out of the 30, probably like 15 are hers and like 15 are ours because I have like a couple. My dad has some. And then I have an uncle who also works and lives on there. So yeah.
That is amazing. I love that. That reminds me, I'm telling you, like the old Gunsmoke days, the old Walton Mountain family days, all that other crazy black and white me TV country shit. I mean, it's crazy. And honestly, from being from the city for so long and dealing with so much, like, I honestly just want to, like, leave the U.S. and go live in somebody else's country. In the country. Yeah. Like, if I go to Japan, I want to go where the samurais lived. I don't want to be nowhere near Tokyo or anything. You know, it's crazy. So, I remember when you were doing your hat, you put it up on Twitter and be like, hey, should I cut the hat? And I was like, no! So please tell me it's just a cheap hat and not like a kick-ass Stetson.
Okay, so it's not a kick-ass Stetson, which is actually pretty good. But no, this hat did cost me a couple. It probably cost me like 100 or 120 so back in the day. But this hat I've had for a while. Like, when I started the bull ride with this hat, I was probably 15 when I started bull riding with this hat. Because I was bull riding when I was like around 14. And so when I was 15, I decided to use this hat because I just had it laying around. And then it got really messed up. Like, I'm missing whatever goes here. I don't know wherever the heck that went. You can't really tell because of, like, the lighting and everything kind of makes it look clean. But it's, like, there's a bunch of marks and crap everywhere. So I was like, all right, whatever. I'll just cut it. And so, yeah.
Well, it was like he cried.
Yeah, I did cry.
I was like, no, maybe put earbuds in. I was trying. Like, what are you doing? Don't rip up the Stetson.
I did cry. Like, when I was doing it, I was like, if this doesn't work, I'm going to cry. And then the crazy thing is, when I put the headset in, and it's kind of stuck here, because when I tried taking it out, I heard my, like, headset, like, crack a little bit, I guess, because it's, like, stretched. And so I was like, yeah, it's just going to stick here. Like, I'm not moving this. And if I ever do, I'll probably, like, whatever other headset I'll get, I'll probably just stick back in here or something.
Well, I was like, I told him to buy a fake.
Yeah,
you did. I'm surprised you didn't try, like, you know, the straw ones.
Done the straw one, and then technically I can't really do much because with the straw one, when you cut it, you can't really how would I explain it? If you were to cut the straw one, like, over time, it would unpeel and things like that, so that's the problem with it.
Well, then it will turn into like a cowboy beanie.
Kind of ish, I guess you would say. And then the straw one, like, this one's like really structured, and over time, like, it stayed like this. Whereas the straw one, like, over time, I feel like it would just like break down and wouldn't be able to do anything.
Oh well, you know, that's true. That's true. So, okay, that means, where do you go to college? Well, I'm assuming you travel, you're, like, in your dorm now or something like that, and then, because you say on the weekend you travel home. So, I do know you go to college, so you stream in your dorm or your house over there, or
I stream right here in my apartment, like, literally in the living room is where I stream and things like that.
Oh my god, this guy's a baller, he has a freaking apartment.
No, not a baller.
Alright, how many roommates? Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Who sweeps and mops?
That would be me.
Wow. Who cleans the toilet bowls?
He cleans his. I clean mine.
Okay. Oh, so each one of you have, like, your own like, ensuite?
Yeah.
Okay.
His is actually, like, his room is actually, like, has a restroom and everything, a full bath in it. And I just use the full bath that's out, like, in the hallway, so it's pretty much, like, that's
wow, did he just do you dirty? Like, yeah, you got the short end of the stick. Don't worry, you should be used to it.
So what happened was, so the building we used to live in, it also had the same, like, setup. But the thing was, instead of the restroom, he had, like, a full closet. So I told him he could have it because I don't really need all that space. And so when we moved here, they said that, like, they told me and they showed me. I was like, oh, I'll just stick here. And he'll stick to his bath. So technically, he has a smaller space. Because to build the bathroom, they had to take all that, like, closet space.
Right.
Yeah.
So, he screwed himself then. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds great. That's what you get for having mad clothes, yo.
Yeah.
So, you do horsing and do all the ranch stuff when you're not streaming. What is one, you know, what got you into, you know, that's what I want to know. What got you into the streaming and the gaming? Like, when did it start for you? When did you say, I'ma jump off the effing saddle, I have enough belt buckles, and I'ma jump on this XYZ controller?
So what happened was, growing up, I've always played video games, but I think I stopped when I was around, like, 10 or something like that, or probably a little bit younger. I stopped because I had only the PlayStation 2. I never had the PlayStation 3, so I didn't really game, and so I always worked on the farm and things like that. And then it's just, I think I was, like, 17, like, freshman year of college, I didn't bull ride or anything. I got away from that because I decided to dedicate myself more to school. And then when we moved out of apartment, what actually got me back into gaming was my roommate had PS4, and he was like, yo, let's play FIFA. And I was like, I don't even know how to play that game anymore. So then I got addicted and hooked to that. So I started playing that. Then Fortnite came out, and I got hooked and addicted to that. Then Apex came out, and I was like, all right, I need my own console. So I decided to get my own console. And then I played that for, like, maybe a month or two. And then my friends were like, oh, I gotta leave or things like that. Like, I gotta work and this. So I was like, all right, let me figure out what I'm gonna do, how to find people. And then after that, my friends were like, yo, why don't you start streaming, like, doing like this.
Well, that's kick-ass. Ronnie, what's going on, Ronnie? I'm drunk. I just wanted to say hi. Fabulous. I'm glad you had a great night. Hey, the best way to watch a Cowboy is over a case of beer. Can't lie. So, you know what? That just jumped in my head. How many belt buckles? Because, there's not belts or trophies. Or maybe there are trophies. But I know the big thing about rodeos is belt buckles. Like, you know, so how many do you have?
Okay, so what's crazy is I didn't used to do, like, American. Well, I've done both. I've done American bull riding. I've done Mexican bull riding. There is a difference. So in American bull riding, you're already sitting down on the bull and you tie your hand. And in Mexican bull riding, it's different. You're on top of the, like, I would say the cage, and then you drop yourself down, and as you drop yourself down, they're opening the doors, so you don't really get to position yourself however you want. Like, however you sat is however you sat, which is kind of different. So I want to watch, and I have a watch. I don't know where the heck I have it right now, but I want to watch. I really, like, changed it, but I have one buckle and things like that, but yeah.
That's crazy, because I figured Mexican bull riding...
Tequila, too.
Yeah, as I say, you know, I figured, like, Mexican bull riding would be, like, they open the gate and you just fucking run like you're in Spain. Because to jump on a bull and not be able to attach your hand properly and go and all this, screw that, man. How many people get flown like within a second? Like they barely leave the cage and they're launched halfway across.
I've seen probably, so most of the time it's like 8 to 10 bulls that get played. I want to say at least one person comes out like bad.
Ugh. God, yeah. Do they give them like the shittiest bull too? It's like, cause what is it? They draw straws or something like that?
Yeah, so that's exactly what we do. So we don't really like get to decide or anything. Usually, like it comes in a hat and it's just random. So,
right.
Like, I will write down. So you just draw your straw. Whoever you got. And you're just like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I guess bulls have names for themselves as well. So it's not just the rider that's famous. It's like,
yeah.
Dude, that's the bull. You got him.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So what's crazy is the logo. Actually a picture of me when I used to bull ride. That's an actual like picture, and then just had someone who actually like draw it and things like that. So he designed the logo off around the bull, which is pretty sick in my idea. And so that day, that picture would have never happened, and that day would have never happened until like I wasn't even supposed to ride. I didn't even take any gear or anything. Just a friend of mine was like, oh, we're missing one person. I've seen you ride before. You want to ride today? I was like, sure, why not? I was like, whatever. Just let me borrow your gear. And he was like, okay. And so that happened. And so I rode this bull, and then everybody was like, yo, you don't want to ride that, because that bull, it was huge. Like, that bull was huge. And so in Spanish, it was called Don de los Cielos, which is, like, the boss of, like, the skies or anything. Dude, that thing flew. That thing made me fly. Actually, it was kind of funny, because it actually broke my spur. Like, literally, I had the spur, and I even told the guy, I'm, like, sorry. And he's like, no, don't worry about it. So it literally, like, bent the metal and broke it. And so that made
Holy
me fall.
Shit.
And when I fell, yeah, so when I fell, I thought the bull was gonna go around the cage, and he didn't. He actually came towards me, and so I like caught a glimpse of eye to eye, and so I literally like told myself I'm gonna just duck like this. So the bull caught me here, and then he caught me like underneath my arm, like dislocating my arm. Like I don't want to take it out now, but you could see like there's a part of my bone like popped out here, and then like the back side of my cranium is like, it's not dented, but it's like cracked on the inside.
He's like, it's not dented. I'm not retarded or anything. I'm not like Play-Doh. That's crazy. So that's a real life bull experience, man. That's insane. So being in Virginia, are there really witches from Salem still floating around?
I have no clue. So a lot of, you know, I've heard that a couple of times, not gonna lie. I've heard that a couple of times. I've also heard like a couple of things about like West Virginia and witches and like
yeah,
like
but
that.
It's real.
So,
bro, that was like actually real.
Yeah.
Like my mom would tell me, because you know we lived in New York and all this other stuff, so we would go visit other places, and she took me to Salem. Mm-hmm. Virginia. Probably she wanted cigarettes cheaper or something like that back in the day. But she took me to Salem, and sure enough, it was famous for actually executing people, women mostly, that actually they thought were doing witchcraft, because back in the day they just didn't understand that it was abnormal. So when you're abnormal, it's witchcraft. And so, you know, they played the Monty Python on her. But she's a witch. No, it's not. It's not a real nose. Oh, she floats. Then you burn her. Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, like I said, I've heard about that. People have told me about that. I just never, like, actually, like, looked into it or done, like, my own little thing to figure it out.
Who knows? there is a John Proctor house. It was for sale. What the hell is a John Proctor house?
I don't know. I'd have to ask Wow. I don't know.
Wow, you're in chat. What the hell is a John Proctor house? Hold on. Wasn't John Proctor a famous witch killer or something like that?
Let me see.
As you can see, my assistant over here, the guest rancherito, he's going to turn around and look it up for me. He was the main dude. Yeah, that's what I thought. He was the main one around it.
Hmm.
How does she know? Is she from Virginia too?
She's born and raised in Virginia, but she's always been into looking into haunted houses and things like that. And she's always wanted to be like, yo, let's go check out this haunted house. And I'm like, hell no.
Bro, it's really not that bad.
I don't even like going to graveyards at night. I am not going to a freaking abandoned house.
Okay, so a bull smells fear, right?
Yeah.
So do apparitions.
Yeah, okay, well.
And Old Spice doesn't help.
No, it doesn't.
So what are your 2020 plans, brother? What are your 2020 plans for streaming? His daughter or wife was a main witch in the trials. No shit.
Huh.
Burn her!
So my main goals for 2020 right now. I'm not really sure, to be honest, because the thing is, like, during the summer, I had an internship last year, and so I kind of screwed with my streaming. It's been one whole year since I started streaming, and a month now, because we're on the 12th of February. So it's been a while, and what I want to say is that I guess one of my goals is to start building a community that will actually, like, support, have fun. I want to build a community where I'm able to go around to other streamers, be able to tell them, hey, come check this streamer out, or hey, come follow this guy, like, I like going on, and you'll see this sometimes on my Twitter, when I go around and I'll see people who are going for purely because they need an average viewer, or they just need a little bit of more, like two or three followers. And I used to do that from the beginning. I used to be like, oh, hey guys, check this guy out. He needs like 15 followers, and there would only be like five left afterwards. Or I'd be like, hey, I'm watching this guy right now. He's trying to get his average. You can come watch him, check him out. And so I just kind of want to build like a community that helps support others, pretty much is like my main goal.
Yeah, I totally feel you. I'm not going to lie, I totally feel you on that. And sometimes there's so many streamers out there, and there's only so much of the same content. So, you know, someone's got to have a gimmick, or someone's going to have something, or you just got to be an e-girl to, you know, really, you know, hype it up. But I can't see you pulling a Vessi with some titties or anything like that, bro.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah,
no.
I can't. I can't. You still got the baby face and all that. I can't even imagine you with, like, the mustache. Like, you know, like an old Mexican farmer mustache, man. That'd be, oh my God, you should do that for Halloween, dude. That would be so effing funny. So funny. So, what other platforms besides Theta you been on?
So, I've been on Twitch, and that's the only other platform that I've been on because that's where I started and things like that. So, I started on there. I hit around 2,500 followers before I came to Theta, and then I've grown to 2,800. I don't know how, but I've been there. So I just now recently started streaming back on it. Every now and then I try to.
Okay. So what platform do you like better?
So I would like to say that I like Theta more. Reason being behind Theta is that it's less, as my experience alone, I've noticed that it's less toxic, people are more interactive, it's more chances of people actually coming in and saying hi. And chatting with you, and I don't know, I feel like since the platform's still starting out and things like that, in my opinion, it's easier for people to find you, so that's kind of why I like Theta. Also, they give you, like, things as an affiliate streamer where you can give back to your community, whereas, like, on Twitch, Mixer, and things like that, you don't really have that chance to give back to your community. Like, you might not have the funds or things like that, but on here, like, you're able to give them things.
Matter of fact, speaking about that, how do you get all the shit you give away? Like, I know you do giveaways on your stream, like, you know, I know you had the debacle with the damn FedEx dude or whatever, and
So, okay.
I mean, you got stream decks, you got blue Yetis, how much would a horse be?
So, a horse is really, sometimes it makes me think that a horse is my child, because those are really expensive, so my horse, I bought the mayor for $1,500, and you have to think, I've only spent probably $300 a month just on feed.
Oh, yes, it's expensive as shit.
Expensive, yeah. So sometimes I'm like, that's like when people say, I might not have gold, I might not have like rings or anything.
Well, I mean, think about it. What's the average lifespan of a horse?
23, I want to say.
So, okay. Let's say 20 years. 20 years at $300 a month, right? You had already been traded your effing car in like twice or three times by then, right? So, yeah, that's crazy. But tell us. Tell us where you get the stuff, you know, how do you get the stuff, or you just pull it out of your own pocket?
Okay, so, yeah, so literally that stuff, the Stream Deck, the Yeti, and everything like that. So the way that happened is, I usually told people this, and it has been true up to this point. It still has been true, is that most of the income that I get from streaming, since right now in college, I mostly try to pay my own bills and things like that. My parents help me pay for apartments, pay for books. My dad's boss pays for college and things like that. So I'm pretty much just, like, chilling as I'm living in college, just study, work, and stream. So any or most income that comes to me, I use to pay like some crazy bill that showed up or whatever, or like I go out and I'm just like, hey, let me give back to the community. Like, I've always had that idea to help others, because I know some people are less fortunate than me. Like, I'm very grateful for everything I have. Like, my dad's boss is paying for college, my parents help me, things like that. I'm very grateful for that. So most of the income I get, I go out and I go buy the Yeti. I went out and bought the Yeti. I go out and I bought the Stream Deck. I went out and I bought a webcam and things like that. And so I just go out and give it back to the people, because I know people don't have that kind of money, because they're actually paying rent, or they're actually like have a job, or some of them just don't have a job, or they're too young to even get a job.
Or you got kids like me.
Yeah, or they have kids like you. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit is horrendous, man. Don't have kids. Yeah. Don't. Just rent them.
Just rent them.
I love my kids to death, but Lord have mercy. If I were able to rent them, it'd be so much better. So much.
Yeah.
Be like, here, time's up. I'm streaming now.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to renew my lease.
Yeah. It's so hard to do the podcast because my daughter will try and sneak in too, man. It's so, so hard. So, okay. Tell us one interesting fact about you.
So, a very interesting fact about me. Well, I've always been in sports, but I don't know, I guess. I don't really know what an interesting fact for myself would be. I guess interesting would just be the bull riding thing, that not many people expect me to be, like, a bull rider. It's kind of funny, because whenever that question comes up, like, during college, like, in classes, like, the first day of class, they'll tell something interesting, and I'll just be, like, wearing, like, whatever, and then they'll be like, what? What do you mean, bull ride? What? And I'll be like, yeah. And then I, like, they'd be like, wait, let me see a picture. And I was like, yeah, that's me. And then, oh, let me see a video. Oh, yeah, that's me. And they're like, what?
Wait, you have a video?
Yeah, so I have a video.
Dude, why didn't you send it to me? I would have promoted that one.
I don't know. I don't know where it's at, because I used to have it on my phone, but ever since I changed phones, I just don't have it anymore, which is kind of crazy. I don't know where they're at.
Crazy, insane. All right, speed round. New York pizza or Chicago?
I like pizza. So I go to New York.
That's what I'm talking about. Enchiladas or tamales?
Tamales.
Come on!
Dude, I don't really. Okay, so growing up, my mom's always tried me to get into enchiladas, and I just don't get into enchiladas. I don't know why. My mom loves them. My dad doesn't really, but I like tamales.
Bro, enchiladas are the next wave of, you know, that commercial, like the next thing since bread, and the bread guy's flipping out. Enchiladas will replace that shit. Dude, you put eggs on it, enchilada montadas, fuego.
Oh, God.
What's your favorite ice cream?
Cookies and cream.
Okay, we'll let you slide with that. The only answer is mint chocolate chip, but we'll let you slide with cookies and cream.
I don't really like mint, because I don't even like the Girl Scout mint cookies. Have you ever had those?
Yes, man. How do you don't like mint cookies?
I don't know. I just don't like minty things.
So, did you have the minty pickaxe in Fortnite?
No.
Okay. All right. There you have it. Minty nothing. Nothing. Not even a breath minty. Oh, hold on. How about mint Oreos?
I've never eaten a mint Oreo just because they're mint.
Wow!
I don't like mint. The only thing minty.
I hope you don't have, like, horse breath or anything like that, man, because mint really hooks it up. That means you don't chew gum either, do you?
I do chew gum, but it has to be like a, either it doesn't have to be super minty, or it has to be like a fruity flavor gum.
Oh my God, Hubba Bubba.
That, or Trident, you ever had that Trident one?
Yes, yeah. I've
one time in high school, I asked my teacher, and I was like, yo, you want some gum? And it was like that orange Trident that's kind of like, it's supposed to taste like orange or tropical or something. She's like, oh, that's that cat piss tasting gum. And I'm like, what? She's like, I don't want none of that cat piss. That thing tastes
whoa, she said, dang, you won't like my cake then.
Did you order a big Oreo cake? Yo, I'm just gonna have to, suck it up and eat it.
I was just, he will suck it up and eat it, but whatever he don't eat, bring to me. Send that shit in the mail. Yeah,
so
mail.
How do you send ice cream cake in the mail?
You didn't know they could send cheesecakes in the mail, bro. Hey, I clipped that. You heard it here. He said he's so stupid. It was the damage back here, bro. That it made you black out real quick on that. So, what's your favorite game so far?
Up to this point right now, I guess it would have to be Apex.
Oh, do you want to do Apex as an esports if it ever goes that route or no?
I kind of may do that. I've been trying to save up to get a second PC to do it on PC because obviously most competitive is on PC, but probably. It all depends. I've also enjoyed COD a lot.
Well, I thought, because, you know, competitive COD isn't PC. Competitive COD is PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
I know competitive Overwatch is PC, but maybe Apex will be console. I just think it's so much easier when you have console and you do it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, you don't have to like worry about much other things. Like, it's kind of like the same. Here's the way I kind of think. And do me wrong, or everything else is different, right? But I kind of like console because on console, everyone's a level platform. Like, once you buy it, there's no difference whatsoever. Like, everyone has the exact same gear besides a controller with paddles. But like on PC, you can like, it depends on the RAM you have. It depends on the CPU you have. Like, it just depends on a whole different spectrum.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, are you going to go into this esports thing? You'll be freaking awesome on your PC, right? Because it's like 64
yeah.
megabyte RAM with a 5,000 Threadripper, whatever, and all this
yeah.
other stuff, right? Matter of fact, you don't even have a case for it. It's built in a skeleton, and you just got GPUs connected to everything or whatever, right? And then you turn around, and it's like, you know, you go into PC land, and it's like a set system they have there, and you're like getting your ass whooped because it's not your same system.
Yeah, exactly. It's because you're like not used to it or things like that.
See, I already had somebody come in now. Look at this. Look at this. My producer's like trying to jump in over here. Say hi to everybody real quick, but you gotta go and you can have chocolate milk. This is my producer. Put your tongue away. No lingua. Not us. So, say hi, Ranch. How are you? Okay. You know he used to ride horses and bulls? He has pets. Really nice pets. And he plays video games. What do you like about his hat? You like his hat? Oh, you have to have a red or black hat or something like that.
Okay, well.
Fashion statement. LOLs all the way. All right, producer. You can go now, okay? Say bye, Ranch. Okay, bye, Autumn. Go ahead and go get chocolate milk.
Bye.
Oh, my God. She totally photobombed that whole shenanigans. I told you, man. I told you. It is what it is, and I apologize. But, yeah. So let's see, pineapple on pizza.
Yes.
Oh, fired. I ain't ever coming to your stream again, bro. Bro, pizza, one way. And if you're gonna have it, it's gotta have meat.
Okay, have you ever had al pastor?
No! I don't fuck with that shit.
What, bro, come on, with like the pineapple on top, and then you got like the meat down here, and so it's dripping, and then when you cut the pineapple and the meat at the same time, you put on your taco or your torta.
No, bro. No. We won't go that far. I'm still sticking with enchiladas, bro. Red sauce, not even green.
Okay.
That's insane. But that reminds me, menudo or pozole?
Menudo.
How could you eat that shit, man?
Did you never eat that? Bro, that is like, bro, when you are passed out, bro, the day after, bro, when you are like, I can barely like wake up or something, bro, like your head hurts, bro, you eat that, you 100% ready to go, bro.
You know, my wife is the same way. So like, you know, if she has like too much like whatever, Madudu. Madudo. If my wife has some, she'd be like, I want Menudo. But I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do pozole. I can't do Menudo. Chicken gizzard, pig guts. Just what I don't. I wouldn't even care if it was like a witch's brew with like Ayanut. I'm not doing it.
You do know what's like the main thing in Menudo, right?
It's like pig organs or some shit.
No, it's tripe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's literally like the inside, like the stomach. And
yeah, the intestines.
Yeah, everything, bro.
Yeah, I know.
We don't let anything go away. Like when we kill sheep, like my dad's killed sheep, and he's like, when that happens, bro, we don't let anything go away. We just go out and eat everything. Head, tongue, everything.
Bro, it's like putting it on the spit and having euros.
Pretty much.
Man, that's crazy. So, I want to say thank you very much for coming in, but, you know, so maybe you can have time to jump back on your stream or whatever like that, and I apologize for taking up so much of your time, but, you know, I had a great time with you. It's always a blast. I hope you love the badge, and because only guests get that badge. Cow stomach, nothing else, just the outside part, no intestines. All right, it's freaking gross any way you put it. Fates, what's going on? Fates, how you doing? It's gross. I think I would rather eat human guts. You know, I mean, most of the animals are eating shit off the ground anyway, so God knows. You know, like honestly, like think about it. What side of the pig's ass is sausage and one side of the pig's ass is bacon? So what part of the pig's ass do you like?
I guess you can put it that way.
I'm bacon all the way because all that other shit's got too much marbling and whatever. I think the sausage is closer to the anal glands or something. I'm not too fond of that. But I want you to get a chance to shout out your social media. If there's anybody else you want to shout out or anything like that, floor is yours. You know, go ahead, shout it out.
Nah, I'm not going to shout myself out. Yo, fam, y'all have it already. If you're watching this, yo, please go check out Double XP, CUC Insane. Thank you so much for bringing out the experience. If you guys want to earn any experience, you guys always know Double XP is the best XP, so always go check out Double XP, fam.
God damn. Yo, I know what your job is.
What's up?
You're going to auction shit.
Dude, you know how many people come in?
Dude, you're going to auction. All right, coming up, we have this lamp. All right, whatever, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I got 30 over here. 30, 35. Dead body over here.
Dead body over here. Yo. Oh, God.
Crazy. Brother, I appreciate you jumping in with me, man. Thank you so very much. And you have a blessed night. Wow. And everybody that was watching, God bless. Thank you very much for coming out here. And it's amazing. Thank you, brother, for everything.
All right, man. You too. You take it easy. Thank you for having me on here.
All right, brother.
All right. Later.
All right. That was awesome. And that pretty much ends it. You know, we had so much fun talking. I didn't even get to the other clips. So I want to say... Cows are vegetarians. It is cleaner than our stomachs for sure. Not if you drink magnesium sulfate or sodium. I don't know. One of those magnesium things at Walmart, 98 cents. Flushes you right out. You'll be fine. You'll be super clean after that. I wouldn't be eating nobody's stomach, though. I'll go for, like, you know, the ribs. I mean, ribs are ribs, right? So, I mean, I'm just saying. But I want to say thank you to our guest, Buckshot. And to our guest, Rancherito, thank you very much for giving up some of your time and allowing me to interview you guys. I had so much fun doing this talk show format, as my producer is going to come bomb the screen again. She's already telling me I went over time. Oh, my God. So I got a monkey on my back now. It's insane. But I want to say thank you, everybody who joined. Oh, my God. All right, jump off. I love you. Okay. Okay. I love you, baby.
Bye.
Bye. All right, I'm getting off, and I'll have fun with you in a second, okay?
Bye.
Oh, my God. She is such a ham. I think I'm going to interview her one day.
Nope.
I can't interview you? Okay, so I can interview her a little bit. Awesome! Anyway, I want to say thank you, everybody that's joined. And I don't said that. Get the XP and all this other stuff. Look, if every 2 weeks we have this podcast, if you want to be down, you want to be interviewed, by all means, jump on there. You know, hit me up on Twitter, you know, at X underscore double XP underscore X or some crazy shit. Or just jump in my chat. You know, jump in my Discord if you're there at the channel or whatever. Jump in the Discord if you can. Hit me up on Twitter. Love to have you. I apologize that our first guest was actually canceled, you know, due to sickness. We're going to have the director of operations in 2 weeks, hopefully, again. We'll get him back in on here and have fun with him. And he'll be talking about eFuse and everything else, which is an amazing platform. Again, shout-outs to Hitmarker for some dope jobs. Shout-outs to my viewers, Fates and Wow, and everybody else that came in, to our guest Buckshot and Ranch. God bless you all. I hope your careers for 2020 are effing awesome. I hope so. I really do. But without further ado, I hope you had a great experience. And I'll see you in 2 weeks. I think that's the 26th. Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, with new guests, new craziness, new everything, new hype. Ba-ba-da-da! That's like my background music. All right? So God bless everybody. Thank you very much. Have a good one.